Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to LFC, WLC, Word Life Center, Spiritual Growth and Development. We are today in Sip and Paint. We go now to the live location at 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, on the upper level. You are live. We are currently waiting on the live location to get connected. Today, very unusual kind of a gathering. May be difficult for those on Blog Talk, but we suggest you get your best beverage and your pencil or paintbrush or crayons or colored pencils or markers, whatever you draw with, and some paper. We're going to sip and paint. Sip and paint. New exercise I'm not familiar with, so I'm really kind of excited to see how this is supposed to flow. So we will wait on the physical location to call in and give us instructions. You are live and on the air. Tell us what we need to do.
Be with us on tonight. Allow Holy Spirit, Lord God, to just saturate this atmosphere. Father, we ask that you will allow us to dine sufficiently tonight in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Spread forth your word on the table, on the art canvases, through our hands, through our eyes, through our ears. We want to hear you clear, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're trying to do something different on tonight. We're trying to move in such a prophetic way. And so, Lord God, we want to move beyond just the word of knowledge. We want to give it a role and hear the full word of your thoughts in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask right now that you would just send forth those four words. Allow us to be on one line and with one accord. Allow us to be able to hear you clear in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, because despite technology trying to ask them, Lord, I'm asking you even to visit those homes. Visit those individuals right where they are. Allow them, Lord God, to catch it in the spirit realm. We pull down those strongholds. We cast down those vain imaginations, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that it's already done. I thank you, Lord God, that we are already victorious in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I'm asking you even to remember those who are still in roots. Lord God, I ask that you would bless them and give them traveling mercies. We bind up all of the accidents. We bind up all profiling and pullovers, God. We bind up all the incredible failures in the mighty name of Jesus and allow everyone to arrive here safely. Father God, I ask that you would just move upon even our household tonight. Whatever it is that you desire for us to have through her, allow her to pour out, Lord God, and give unto the sheep what it is that we need, Lord God, that we're able to walk away fast and robust according to your word. These and all things we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ, mighty name, I decree and declare that they will be so.
Amen. Amen. So today is we're starting this series of sip and paint. But so simply what that means is there's some beverages here and there's some painting canvases. And, you know, let's just try this out for the next month or so. While canvases have been provided today, we encourage you to get a T-shirt, get a handbag, get a tote bag, whatever your canvas needs to be. We want you to acquire something that you can begin to express. Let me share these two pictures with you. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and approximately the 11th verse says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, mm-hmm. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me, and I will come, and I will and pray to me, and I will listen. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I'll bring you back from your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you in exile." So that is Jeremiah 29:11-14. Habakkuk, the second chapter, says this. The first verse. "I will stand at my watch, and I will stand myself on my rampart, and I will look to see what he says to me." Remember, it says, "I'll look to see what he says, and what answer I am to give to this complaint." Then the Lord replied, "Write down the vision, write down the revelation, and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits for an appointed time. It speaks of an end, and it will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it, for it will certainly come and will not delay." And so what we're asking you to do today is do some prophetic drawing, okay? So when you begin to see, the Bible says, according to Jeremiah, he has a plan. So just, you know, on a separate piece of paper, just begin to think of the word plan. And then in Jeremiah says, "Look, I know the plans I have for you." And then Habakkuk says, "Write the vision." And so one of the things that we shared today was that we're often trying to write the plan and come up with the plan and then get a vision to meet the plan when the Lord said, "I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord." So in other words, it's not our agenda or our assignment to get the plan. It's our agenda to write the vision of the plan that the Lord already has and gives. We'll build on that as time goes, because then we're going to begin to look at a lot of, we've covered some really interesting subjects. Okay, and so now we're going to begin to look at those subjects in terms of plan versus vision. Okay, and we're going to look at it as it relates to our lives individually and then corporately here at LSC .. whatever aspect of LSC you are a part of. So then, so we will begin to look at the plan, understand the plan, because the Bible says, "I know the plan." How many of us know his plan for us? Or do we have a plan and we need him to know it, approve it, and then give us a vision for it? Probably the latter. Okay, and so if he has a plan and we're responsible for writing the vision and the plan are two different things, just based off of the plan, prophetically speaking, what prohibits us or what blockages have we or are we currently experiencing that keeps us from becoming the plan? So what is imprisoning you prophetically, apostolically? What keeps you from going forward? Anybody on the correct path with the correct momentum?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, all realms are sighted. So we want to begin to look at, how do I get from here to here? Not based off of the vision that I write, but off of the plan that already exists. And as I do that, wow, I thought I was doing that, and then I ran into a brick wall, or I stumbled, or I tripped, or whatever the case may be. So what are some of those things? So maybe you go, you know what, I know the vision is going to be here. Okay, the plan is for me to get there. Now, the vision, how do I do that? I don't know, because I as I look out and I see where I'm going, I see invisible bars. And these bars surround a portion of my space. The portion of the space that they surround covers the path. Side of the path, where there's open space, there are no bars. But there's no path for me to take in the open space to get in front of the bars to move forward. Okay? These bars are invisible. How do I see them? But these bars speak every time I get close to. And they send electronic messages. That's mine. What's yours? Let's have something to drink, and let's get a candle, and let's start taking. We got to do the next example for everybody. Wonderful.
We ready. Are you going to put that on your canvas?
I have to put my water bottle.
Okay.
All right, so for those that are on Boss Talk, I know that you're not present, but prayerfully you are able to participate in this experience. You may not have paintbrushes and paint, but if you have a marker, if you have some crayons, if you have a highlighter, whatever you may have, we want to encourage you to grab that. You may not have the canvases that Minister Tamika and Prophet Connie have made available, but if you got a paper towel, a dish towel, a face cloth, it all works. It all works. And we just want to encourage you to begin to express. Your path to freedom.
It's actually supposed to be because you have some.
Oh, absolutely. Color markers. For those who have those coloring Bibles, and you could use colored pencils to color the scripture, make the scripture come alive. And then I encourage those extremely artistic individuals to get a scripture and create a picture using the scripture that once you draw it, you can see what the scripture is. Oh, are we ready to have it?
All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited. So there's music playing, but if you're on the Block Talk and you want to say something, just text us at 773-779-2900. Again, text us at 773-779-2900 so that your voice could be heard. If you get any insight, text us.
I should go get him.
Are you coming up with a design or an idea for the design? You're on speaker. You can just talk. If you have questions about how to develop it, ask it.
Yeah.
Would you like to share what your picture is about as you're designing it? Timothy, you want to share with us what your picture is about? What you see yourself? And light, no, he's running. The wind is in his air, and lightning is coming out of the sky, empowering him, and he's leaping over his enemies. And God
Amen.
Is frowning.
Amen. Come on.
Yes.
He
Amen.
Will always cause us to triumph. Amen.
Yes, yes. Awesome.
Amen, yes. All right. Anybody else on Blog Talk want to share?
Yes, mine's doing it from home. Mine is launching into the deep and moving forward and not walking in fear. So I'm bringing that into Minnesota.
Okay. And this is Overseer. Mine is like a abstract design that starts little and things are just coming out bigger and bigger in different shapes, and but they're all connected, and it's just forming almost like a blooming flower.
No, that's not enough. Can you
summon that in the magic? I'm going to bring them over to your table, Martha. Okay?
I just want to
get this. Yes, ma'am.
Hmm? Yeah, we can get service at the pastor's office. Service to try to open the
I didn't look
the bottle. No.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Nope.
You got it. Take a look at that.
Yeah. Am I calling?
Love Talk, are you guys okay?
Yes, we're doing great. We're designing.
All righty, all righty.
There you go.
You got it? You go, girl. Man. Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
No, I think that you're going to send us to buy that. Yes, this is we just open it and then I'll go on. So the thing is, I think she gets to do it.
Oh, there you go. You see the glasses got little nice spot designs on them?
I like that. Is this stuff washable?
No, that I made a mess of it.
Hello?
Yes, yes, Blog Talk. Let me cut the radio down.
Hi, this is Minister KP. If I understand correctly, we're supposed to get a scripture, and once you draw it, you can see what the scripture is.
That is definitely one of the options.
Okay, I chose Psalms 40 and 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary and walk. They shall walk and not faint. And I chose that one because of the symbolization of the eagles. Eagles and trees, to me, they go together. And trees by themselves, they have great energy and wisdom. And it's believed to flow through trees. Energy and wisdom is believed to flow through trees, and there's a tree called an aspen, A-S-P-E-N, tree. And this tree symbolizes exploring and spreading your wings. So I can see myself soaring, and an eagle in itself symbolizes courage and strength. And it's the only bird that flies the highest to the sky. So I guess that kind of means that he's closest to the heavens as far as our birds. And we know an eagle, just one of his wings can be 8 to 10 feet long. And they're just amazing birds. So my scripture is Psalms 40 and 31.
Amen. Thank you very much, Minister Pittman, for sharing with us. And if you could send a picture of what your drawing looks like that illustrates that, amen.
Amen. I will do that.
Here.
Yes, ma'am. I will send a picture.
I learned from the best. Okay. I need to make this. Amen.
Ready?
Wonderful.
We've got orange and blue. Yellow and green. Oh, a lot of colors.
I just want to make a public service announcement that the acrylic paint is not removable from your flesh or your clothes. It stained me. No, it wasn't his iniquity for sure. Man.
You know what I'm trying to say. Oh, not a good song. Okay. Okay. I'm going to hear you.
I'm going to be
You did one already. Ask for him if you can do another. Ask for him if you can do another one, okay?
I did.
Yeah, ask if you can do it. My son, if you want to put those on the other paper so it can dry, you don't feel you're not going to bump it. If you want.
Oh, I missed it. She don't have
They've been sharing as they come up with it.
So my the word that the Lord gave me for 2019 and that I've been decreeing and declaring over my own life is proclaim further. This is what the Lord of hosts said. My cities will again overflow with prosperity.
Yeah.
The Lord will once more comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And so my canvas or my picture was that depiction of the reign of prosperity for 2019. And so I was trying to capture, even though that the sun is shining, how we view rain. Sometimes we view rain as something negative, when rain can really bring the prosperity. When we see rain, rain brings forth. And so oftentimes we can look at things that's a blessing and be looking at it as something derogatory or negative. So my picture was trying to captivate that the sun is shining even behind the rain, and that the rain is bringing prosperity. So I'm going to take a picture, hopefully, and put it on Facebook that my picture depicts the rain of prosperity for 2019.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Pastor Marlette?
Yes, ma'am.
I sent you a picture.
Okay.
I just texted it to you.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we have it, and we'll pass it around. That's Minister
Thank
Pittman.
You.
Depiction of her scripture. No, thank you for sharing.
Wow. Did you just draw all of that?
Now, she knew I can't draw. I just added to what my vision was. I thought it was awesome. I thought that was awesome.
No, she didn't draw it.
I'm
passing it around so that the people can see it, Minister Pittman.
Okay. Okay. I just envisioned the trees, the energy and the strength from the tree. And just the wisdom from the eagle and how he soars so high and how and the vision that he has. And that's what I saw. I saw wings and roots and me. And it's like hopefully the I'm showing the roots, because the roots tell me, let me know that I have so many preferences that I need to shake them preferences off, and the fear and the trust and the unknown and changing my vision and having a positive voice and a positive vision. That's why I chose that picture, so that I can see the dirt falling from the roots.
Amen.
I like that picture.
Anybody on some blog talk want to send a picture? Remember, text your pictures to
815-616-9466. Okay, well, I texted to the wrong place, but you still got it.
No, you didn't. I got it. That's my number, Pittman.
Oh, okay.
Lancing over Facebook, not Facebook, it's just YouTube, whatever.
I think I did a great job.
Thank you for the assignment. I never would have searched for something like this without having had to do the assignment. That's awesome. Standing up there with them wings. Come on, Jesus.
Okay, you got to come over here for anybody who's here. All right, it's all for all.
If you all can envision a lake, an ocean, and a horizon, I have a lot of water, and I have a little bit of fixture here myself in the right-hand corner. And the reason why I have this pony at all, or I have this pony rabbit, God told me probably four times to launch out into the deep. To launch out into the deep. And every time he would tell me to do it, like I would be in a vision, and I would be way off source. I guess I couldn't do the same, but that was I was way up offshore, and the water, I would be looking out at the water like, because I can't swim. I'm not going over there, Lord. So the scripture he gave me was out of Luke. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, now this is me, he stood by the lake of standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. When he entered into the ship, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering, which is me, unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, thy word I will let down thy net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude. And in the vision, it wasn't me letting down my net. It was me, and I'm really, really probably saying this for the second time ever.
Amen.
God took me off the shore, allowed me to, like, run on top of the water until I made it to the other side. So I walked on water in this vision,
yeah. But
I made it to the other side. And when I turned around and I looked back out into the water, I could see all these sharks circling, but none of them had ever gotten to me. So God had proven himself mighty to me if I would just trust him to launch out into the deep.
Yes. Yeah.
She just powerful. Come on, my son.
All right.
I love the description. I love that.
Anybody else want to share? It won't let me send my picture. I don't know why. I tried to send it to Pastor, but it wouldn't let us send it.
Mind you, won't, I mean, over here, it won't let you send it to me?
An undelivered failure.
Oh.
So I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow. She's going to make the team popular. I think that you got to came today just now. Thank you for now. She lived and she said that.
Wow.
Anybody
I'm going to see maybe
five. Anybody want to talk about the American process?
Go off. I didn't go. I was calling him. And when I was picking out the camp that each one of the camps had worked from, this is a movie.
Amen.
Yeah, show me even twice. And I know that's the fact, you know, and not only for me, but for my family.
Yes, yes.
And it represents, and the word is a family. So I know all of my family is prophetic, you know, in the book from the baby. Wisdom, he has given us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and not to do it. And, so you just can't step out. And love. I think our family is about show forth love to everybody. Wherever we go, it's like, that's the Henderson. They love you, you know. That's the way it is to be. And God is love, so we'll forever have to show forth the love of God. And sitting there doing this is teaching me patience. Stay within those lines without getting all the stuff together, teaching me study my hands study. And then fast unremovable and always about it. Because God is always there. He has never left us and never forsaken us. So when he wants to direct, when we need direction, he just shows us
really
good. So I when I was picking them out, I said, "Oh, I like to use different words from it because we can relate to also the words that say this is a family with in love." Some say, "You are love," you know God is love. So that's my unselfish.
Our life family is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Amen.
Amen. We're still working on
and the family is still being worked on.
Thank you for sharing. Anybody else want to share their comments? No, I can't be pet.
You don't have to listen.
Anybody else want to share?
I will share mine. I did my canvas on a bag, a brown paper bag, and it is full of elements of worship and what pertains to me. So I use my paintbrush to drop holy oil in my bag for the anointing through my worship, And I attempted to paint a Celeste, what they call music symbols, whatever they call it, a nip note, a shofar, a white heart for a pure heart in worship, the heel is a symbol for like a doctor's script healing, and a kneeling bench, praying bench. Thank you. Let's deal with.
Wait a minute. Did you say what is
prophetic
because
of that? Okay. Yes. Could you repeat that, Blocktop? Timothy said he sent it to that for me. Maybe because I'm on the phone, it won't let me send it or something.
Okay.
This is Overseer's picture. Yeah, we're going to give Overseer an opportunity to explain her picture.
Oh, wow.
It was, when you look at it, you don't necessarily see one thing, but as each line was drawn, it's connected, and when it was a single line, it was flat on the page. But if you look at some of it, then it looks three-dimensional, and it's like we're connected, and until we function as we're intended, when we do, we form a picture that someone will see. Some people may see steps, they may see a room, and they may see a path, they may see a chair. It's all kinds of items that are triggers for other people. When they see, they just pop out at you. And so it was interesting that the lines that I wanted to do, I didn't do, but as I was doing the line, then it was like that is the back of a chair. It's like, oh, wow, you know, or there's steps. And it's like all the things that we do, it may not seem like it's forming the vision, if you will, that we think we have, but because each movement ordered, then God will make it manifest to who needs to have it the way they need to have it. And it is, I know Apostle Des was saying how, Apostle Casey was saying how her declaration for 2019, and mine was just that we would be one and we would learn to respect and to acknowledge one another, that trauma team. We would realize that it has to be. So it's like it doesn't matter if it doesn't look like we want it to look. Sometimes you want to line things up and put them in order. But if we just follow the Spirit, it's going to produce what God wants it to do because it is His will and He'll bring it to pass whether we can see it or not. But whoever looks at it or whoever it is intended for, when they see it, it will be what they need.
Amen. All right. Anybody else on Blog Talk want to share? All right, well, let me definitely give the tips and paint assignment for next week. I think it is called the Breakthrough.
Okay.
I think it's called Breakthrough. But and what does your breakthrough look like? What does your breakthrough look like? So we see what's holding you back. Now, how does breakthrough look? And so the paintings put together should make a picture. It should communicate a message. Make sure you sign it. Sign it with the name of God, whatever name of God inspired you.
so we can have our prophetic walk.
Three pictures coming on. This is my tree. Definitely with fires and branches and trees. Again, I remember the beginning of those fires as well, so I'm going to hold you back. Mm-hmm. So I just put like a brain for my thoughts and perceptions and concepts or whatever. Listen, because I feel like that's really the only thing for the whole state, not necessarily the people. So the scripture I had was the sword of the spirit, which is a word about that, like the sword penetrating the brain, like the old thought process, old mentality. And then the vine and branch scripture out of John contains it, basically I'm a vine with the branches, which is made me and I in you who were there like truth. So I thought that's true. And then the song that lies away with that.
Thank you for sharing.
That's some color pencil. And if you're going to leave your painting, just lay them on the table back there. The brown one. Especially if you have candles, and then remember to bring your candles back next week so you can paint on the other side of it.
You can put them all over here so we can pack it up. Anybody else? Did we enjoy our sip and paint?
Yes.
So, you know, next week let's prepare to have conversation of how we go from how we receive the plan and document the vision, and how doing that will help us to have our breakthrough experience. In the process, you guys see paint or pencils or canvases or other creative modes, Well, it could be a T-shirt, it could be a bag, it could be the white lunch bag, the brown paper bag, it could be a bandana, a wristband, it could be stockings. I mean, you could use something as creative as you are. But we just want to, you know, have this prophetic wall begins to speak vision. All right.
Evangelist
Kate.
Excuse me.
You want to talk about yours, Evangelist? Well, all right. While I pass it around. Evangelist Katie has said terms. Right, that's what they said. Is she talking? Somebody's talking.
They are. I think that's all. Evangelist Katie, Apostle, is passing around your image. Thank you for sending it in. Did you want to give the explanation for it?
Her scripture is Acts 5:15, that speaks to the healing in the shadow. So if you were here Saturday, that was our...
Katie, you can talk now.
She's on the speaker. I mean,
her phone hadn't been accessed. She's activated now.
Thank you, Overseer.
This is my first visit.
You all right now?
And so I got it over in my bag. I got the unusual miracle one. That's about what you're going to need. From the AEE.
Give them strength and kind of have to go with what those are equipping us to do. So,
Thank you, Evangelist Katie. She's not at a point where she can speak now on Blog Talk, so thank you. Apostle did read the scripture that you had on your illustration and your presentation, and thank you.
Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for using Blog Talk.